plugging into the feed rather shortly.
Okay. So just for sound level, talk.
Like some guy had to look around and look at the cat walking around outside.
WLYC, Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
Okay. KMBS, Monroe, Louisiana. WABV, Abbeville, South Carolina. WADA, Shelby, North Carolina.
Okay. WBZB, Selma, North Carolina.
KXTO, Reno, Nevada, and other stations throughout America.
News, information, and entertainment, 24 hours, 7 days a week. This is the Liberty Works Radio Network.
WLBC News Update. I'm Deborah Ross with this special report. The community centers in Muncie may not close after all. Parents, school teachers, local citizens, community leaders, and politicians are joining forces to save the city's three community centers.
Today is an organized effort to see how many people really are interested, see what, if anything, we can get put together today to resurrect the centers so they will not close tomorrow.
Muncie Mayor Dan Cannon, he had planned on shutting down the centers tomorrow due to financial problems, but decided today to keep them running for 2 more weeks. The reason? To give the community enough time to sort out a plan to save the centers.
That gives us hope and knowing that it's a possibility that this community centers will be open permanently, hopefully.
Carolyn Knox, director of the Bewley Center, she was among 300 people to sit in on this morning's meeting at the Youth Opportunity Center on Kilgore. A lot of voices were heard this morning, including Muncie Community School Superintendent Jack Bowman, who's concerned about the kids who leave for summer break next week.
It's a real community concern. We in the Muncie Community Schools are in the kid business. And we're interested in not only what happens to our youngsters while they're in school, but while they're out of school.
Greg Paris, a minister at Union Chapel in Muncie, had a solution. He suggested putting his church in charge of the center's operations.
We are prepared to do that if it comes to that. Obviously, there's a lot of people who are willing to assist in this process, and we want to simply appropriately find our place in all that. But if necessary, yes, the Church of Muncie is prepared to oversee and coordinate all three of these centers.
Now, nothing definite came out of this morning's meeting, but close to 20 names were nominated to a committee that will serve on a temporary board. Another meeting is scheduled for this Saturday at Muncie City Hall's auditorium at 8 a.m. The public is invited to that meeting. Also in the works are plans for a trust fund and possible grant money from the Urban Enterprise Zone Association. I'm Deborah Ross for WLBC News.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
This weekend will find temperatures a bit less frigid and will bring a few snow flurries to the tri-states. Hi, I'm Jack Root, and it looks like a grand time for you to grab a friend and head for your favorite ski resort. Conditions are reported as excellent at Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Ski resorts like Big Powderhorn, Indian Head, and Blackjack. Cross-country skiers and snowmobilers will also be able to enjoy the trails of these areas. We hear the deepest bases are presently enjoyed by Shoosh Mountain and Nubs Knob, where the figures quoted are 80 to 86 inches. Boeing Mountain and Boeing Highlands, they've got 76 inches of base with all the cross-country trails open too. Crystal Mountain and Sugarloaf, they're reporting 68 and 66 inches with their cross-country trails tracked and groomed also. Shanty Creek, bases are reported at 38 inches. Call ahead if you plan to cross-country ski at Grand Traverse. Cannonsburg and Timber Ridge, they're both enjoying good ski conditions, bases over 50 inches. Good skiing will be found at Swiss Valley, where the bases are reported up to 40 inches, and Bittersweet have 35 inches of base. Mount Brighton and Mount Holly in southeastern Michigan, they're expecting good crowds this weekend. They report a 40-inch base. Special events scheduled are NASTAR races and a Kanizel Championship race at Nubs Knob, a sock hop, and a snowboard races at Mount Brighton, a beach party at Cannonsburg, and special rates Sunday at Swiss Valley. Snow Trails in Ohio will also have their ski carnival this weekend. Mount Wall will see in Indiana. They'll also be skiing on bases of 8 to 28 inches. Listen to Wall Radio for updated ski reports by Jack Root.
Leading a crusade to expose government fraud, Alex Jones goes inside and behind the lines to reveal the suppression of the American people as only Alex can.
You know, in the Soviet Union and China, they would come in and take over churches. You had to be licensed. You had to be certified. This
church has been ordered to be closed at high noon. Are the federal marshals there yet? You haven't seen them. Where are they? They're supposed to be here at 30. High noon.
30.
The Sovietization of America.
The Internal Revenue Service wants to control every church in America because they want the preachers to be silent and to lead their people into the new world order.
Turning the tables on the establishment 15. That wants to control you. Alex Jones, weekdays, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern.
Thanks,
on
buddy.
Liberty Works Radio.
This is America with a K. Your rights will go soon, too, unless you stand with a strong voice and say no to the new world order.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
All aboard!
Yeah! Travel World. Liberty Works Radio.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh! Push that button!
And we are crazy once again. And it's Willem Backus welcoming back to another edition of Travel World with Willem Backus in Montreal and Steve and Vic, the lucky man, and Cynthia here in Sedona, Arizona.
Good morning, Willem. Good morning to our listeners on Travel World Radio. Stephen Pickford along with Vic Phillips and Cynthia Fodor coming to you this morning from Sedona, Arizona.
Willem, it's good to be hearing your voice again.
Yeah, likewise.
And a lot of fun here, a lot of fun, beautiful sunny skies, the Red Rocks, majestic, and our first visit to Sedona, joined here in the Chamber of Commerce office with Dan Shea, Chairman of the Board of Directors, the Sedona Oak Creek Canyon Chamber. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, good morning.
So many people have heard of Sedona for such a small town, it brings visitors from all over North America and the world.
Absolutely. Sedona, it's a little hard to talk about on the radio. It's such a visual experience, but red rocks, blue skies, green junipers. Think of all those wonderful car commercials you've seen with the cars kind of wandering around this pristine red rock environment. A lot of those were shot right here in Sedona. It's a lot of people say that this is a place that should have been a national park. It isn't a national park. It's wide open for people to come and enjoy, although there is a national forest with a lot of trails and a lot of very scenic things to do. But Sedona is a sort of integrated resort community. It's become, over the last 10 or 15 years, a real destination and has really become known, as you say, throughout the world for its scenic beauty, for its spiritual qualities. It's a kind of scenic beauty that people seem to relate to in that kind of way, for its cultural offerings, for its recreational offerings. It's really a diverse destination built around gorgeous scenery.
Now, Dan, obviously you mentioned the commercials were shot here. This would naturally be a big movie-making location.
Over 50 Hollywood features have been shot here, and one of the fun things about Sedona is that many of our residential neighborhoods are named after the movies that were shot there. I live right next door to the Broken Arrow area, which is where the great, not the one with John Travolta, the one with Jimmy Stewart and Jeff Chandler, the classic Broken Arrow was shot there. A wonderful movie called Johnny Guitar, a very strange cult movie following Joan Crawford and Mercedes McCambridge, was shot here. And probably most recently, the big chase scene in Midnight Run with Charles Grodin and Robert De Niro right down the main streets of Sedona.
Now, when a movie crew comes in, they're quite large. Do you have facilities to handle a few hundred people?
Oh, we have 1,500 or more hotel rooms around here, 2,000, 3,000. We have a lot of hotel rooms around here. And we also have an experienced film commission and a lot of experienced film people here in Sedona to handle that.
And the town being as small as it is, walking down the street when movies are being shot, no doubt tourists can bump into some of the stars.
Absolutely. Some of the restaurants here are famous as the place where Henry Fonda and Glenn Ford used to hang out when they were shooting their films. But also, Sedona is an international destination now. I've sat in the lobby of our local movie theater and was sitting there chatting with the owner as Barbara Streisand and James Brolin wandered through the lobby on their way in to see a feature. Also, once a year, we have the Sedona International Film Festival, which happens the first week in March, which is a good small film festival, comparable to a Telluride or one of the smaller festivals around the country, about 50 films, filmmakers from around the world. So Sedona is a second home to a lot of film people. Of course, some great stars like Donald O'Connor, the great song and dance man, and Ann Miller, the great song and dance woman, are retired and living here now, friends of mine. And every year there's another rumor. Al Pacino's building a house, or Richard Gere's buying the big ranch. You never know who's in them thar hills.
No, the hills outside of Sedona are just magical. You look at them at different times of the day, and you see a different vista at every turn.
This is the kind of environment where you see extraordinary landscape painters will come and paint here, and you look at their paintings with the dramatic light and the thunderstorms and the sunlight streaming on the red rocks, and you go, oh, right, you know, sure, it really looks like that. And then when you are here, you realize it really does look like that. This is painting from life. It's a very dramatic environment. The only thing that I can compare it to is a, in a funny sort of way, it's almost like the seashore in that it's always changing. The light and the shadow is always changing here. But it's also interesting because you're right at the merge of two different ecological areas. This is high desert, and then Sedona is surrounded by escarpments of over 1,500, 2,000 feet, and on the top of those escarpments is pine forest. So they're two different worlds visible from the same place.
And it's that variety which makes it such an interesting destination.
The variety not only of things to look at, but of things to do. And on that note, I should probably turn it over to Char Beltran, who's the executive director of our Chamber of Commerce, to talk about some of the different attractions and experiences you can have in Sedona.
Well, you know, Char, while you're taking the phone, I might mention that I passed a lot of signs in downtown Sedona for psychics and fortune reading, and for those people who are looking for knowledge of their future. Why have these people chosen Sedona for this type of activity?
I think because there's a mystical quality to Sedona. And that kind of follows naturally with it. People come and set up shop like that. While I believe there are probably some very real ones also, there are some that can probably tell you, read the newspaper to you, the astrology dailies in the newspaper. But it is quite a business here.
Have you met some real psychics in your...
I think I have, yes.
and they forecast your future?
They tried, yeah.
And were they accurate?
Well, we'll see.
But it has an image of the new age here.
I think there is some of that, but I think it's more on the spiritual side that we see here, spiritual healing. We have a Korean healing center. There are Native American healing centers. There are just different types of things like that are more on the spiritual side rather than... so much of the new age, and I think there's a difference there.
Well, there might be something to it, because I was supposed to get a tooth out just before I flew in from Toronto, and I've had a toothache for 2 weeks, but the dentist didn't want to pull it, and he said, no, as soon as you get back. So I've been taking Tylenol 3, but I stopped as soon as I got here. Like, the pain has gone away, so I think I'm going to call it back.
That's great. Well, Sedona can do that to you.
It's that magical element. I think a lot of it has to do simply from the clean, fresh air, the panoramic vistas, getting away from it all and just relaxing.
I think you're right. There, it's really hard to come into Sedona and not feel some kind of peace. It's very peaceful, very quiet. There are a lot of areas where you can go and hike and just it's just amazing, the quiet you can experience.
And in the brochures I've seen in my travels in other cities, when Sedona's mentioned, they talk about a vortex. What is that?
There are several, and there are two words I understand, vortices or vortexes, and I understand that in Sedona they're vortexes. I believe there are seven of them here, and I, as a matter of fact, I'm going on a tour tomorrow of the vortexes. So,
what happens in a vortex?
They're energy centers, and evidently energy has been measured to sort of move in different directions there, and I'm going to find out.
So it'd be sort of like the Bermuda Triangle or something.
Yeah, but I hope we don't disappear. No, I think that they're truly energy centers, and they're very interesting to go and visit. And there's some history to that, so I look forward to learning about that tomorrow.
And you can get more information from the Sedona Oak Creek Canyon Chamber of Commerce at 1-800-288-7336, on the internet at www.visitsedona.com. And this is our fourth straight year heading down to Arizona as a wonderful wintertime getaway to something different than the traditional Florida vacation that you may be used to. This is where you actually see something, learn something, the culture and the history, as well as the outdoor beauty of the state.
Stay tuned on Travel World Radio Show. This is Willem Backus on the Liberty Works Radio Network. Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World will continue.
Travel World Radio Show.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words
Steve?
You think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged.
Steven?
The words you understand reveal what you know and what
Vic
you don't.
Vic is coming in a little bit hot. Ask him to put about an inch more
program,
between himself and the microphone.
Destiny.
Okay.
Easily master a world-class vocabulary.
It'll help balance
your mind. Yeah, I'm into it. Yeah, you heard you. Yeah.
And yeah, no problem. Thank you, Vic.
Okay, well.
New words. And all you
man,
have
I'm jealous.
Listen.
I wish I was there.
Developed by Scott Bernstein, international expert
Vic had a guitar in his room.
Test preparation.
And I was playing the guitar and singing
dynamics
last
will unlock your genius for language and word
actually,
use.
Actually, funny
so
enough, so was I.
And I can't sing or play guitar.
If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Mutual Better Off, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Better Off, your premier community bank, 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Back to sports probably means back to school, or even back to pain. While school may not be an option, living with back pain is. Langley Chiropractic North and South realizes that you are in pain and that you want attention now. Call or walk in to either location when you experience any discomfort due to grinding it out on the practice field or simply performing everyday tasks that cause back pain. Visit Langley Chiropractic at either of their two Muncie locations, 2010 East 9th Street or 2991 North Oakwood.
Across the nation.
Liberty Works Radio Network.
You have taken my script and you're speaking it for me.
I'm thrilled with the concept and the program.
The Democrats are people who use social welfare programs to get rid. And that Republicans are people who use social welfare programs to get richer.
One network, many voices.
Are you ready for the truth?
If I understood him correctly, because the voters had rejected this on the local and state level.
You don't accept anything as long as you have the rhetoric to give to them. them and let them swell.
Anyway, that's not my call.
America's new town forum.
Across the nation.
Liberty Works Radio Network.
I'm going to kick the lines open right now. Maybe you got a question you need answered.
It's just so great to imagine so many people out there and making contact with them.
Hello, am I in the air?
I find you fascinating.
Are you ready for the truth?
Please stay on the air.
Are you?
Rejoice. Your days of suffering are over.
Liberty Works Radio Network.
Yeah. And they're traveling with them right now. This is Willem Backus. Welcome back to Travel World on the Liberty Works Radio Network. I'm
Steven
in Montreal.
Pickard, yep.
Steven's in Arizona, Sedona, with Vic and Cynthia.
Cynthia Fodor is here as well, and she'll be joining us at half past the hour with part of her experiences down here in Sedona, having a great time, as always, in Arizona, part of our annual tradition, as we were just saying, 4 straight years.
I'm jealous.
And one of our guests now, Bill Walker, president of the Sedona Red Rock Jeep Tours, a company that provides tours of the canyons, the outlying areas of Sedona by Jeep. And we took the ride yesterday. It was just fantastic, Bill.
Really, really interesting.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Vic and Stephen. Glad to have you here in Sedona. And glad we could take you out. You know, obviously, an area like Sedona, we're miles and miles surrounded by these beautiful red rock formations. Perfect place for outdoor activities, you know, whether it's hiking or Jeep tours.
And no ordinary vehicle, no ordinary car could get into the places, or truck could get into the places we went to. Like, you're traveling over huge boulders and narrow areas, and but it's completely safe, isn't it? Have you ever had any accidents?
Well, not for a long time. No, fortunately we haven't. And one reason for that, our Jeep tours are not like you see in the commercials where the Jeeps are flying over rocks and so forth. In fact, our maximum speed on the off-road trails is about 5 miles an hour. So the thrill of the off-road Jeeping here in Sedona is seeing how a Jeep can actually climb rocks and get into places like you were talking about that you just couldn't get to with a regular vehicle.
And you have weight and age restrictions, though.
We do, to some degree, especially with children, though, on the Jeeps. We do have car seats and so forth, and so even small children. In fact, if they're too young, they generally bounce around enough in the back seat that they go to sleep. And we found that to be the case, too. But we do have car seats and booster seats for our children. Also, we do work with disabled from time to time, too. And several of our drivers are trained to be able to handle the disabled people and you know, get them on the Jeep, get them into places. We even have a tour called Easy on the Asphalt, and it will take you strictly on the roads, but the drivers and guides can take them to beautiful photographic places, and it's a nice experience even if you don't get off-road.
Now, and of course, this area has a tremendous history, and going back in the days of the Old West on our Jeep tour yesterday, for Civil War buffs, we went on a tour where General Crook, after the Civil War in the 1870s, where he was chasing down the local Indian tribes, I guess it was Geronimo, or...
Not necessarily Geronimo here, but definitely the Apaches, and they were instructed by the federal government to round up all of the Yavapai Apaches in this area, and he was stationed here. They did round them up. General Crook had different feelings about that. He was not always on the same frame of mind as the federal government, and he felt at times that he was doing the wrong thing, but they did round up the Apaches in this area and all over this part of northern Arizona, sent them on a march of tears to New Mexico, and forced marching. Many of the Apaches died along the way and so forth, and later General Crook was in southern Arizona, and I think following Geronimo down there.
So when you take the Jeep tour, it was pointed out to us where the Apaches lived, and the cave dwellings where some of the natives lived, and you actually develop a sense of feel. It's like traveling in a time machine back into the 1800s.
It really is, and our theme, of course, is Old West hospitality and style. And so our drivers, sometimes, I think maybe because their long-time desire to be a cowboy, they dress up in the Old West fashion and even carry sidearms and so forth, which are not allowed to be out of the holsters. But we do carry the Old West theme. And yeah, this is definitely Western experience out here. And between the cowboys, the early cowboys that lived around Sedona, and the Indian cultures, you mentioned some of the places and ruins and around here. We actually have an archaeological tour that goes a few miles away into a series of cave dwellings. And these were actually carved in the limestone rocks between the 1100s and the 1400s by the Apaches.
Now, why is the rock red in Sedona?
Well, it's a iron content. Basically, what you're looking at is rust. And there's a little difference of opinion, I suppose, depending on the formations. It can be anywhere from 3% iron to up to 8% iron. So this actually is rust that that you see over the years.
And it was mentioned to us by our guide yesterday that a lot of forest fires are started by lightning, but they don't get that here because when they hit the tree, it's the iron ore in the tree. Is that correct, or did I get it right?
Well, the iron ore in the tree attracts the lightning.
But they don't set fire.
But what happens, and what you're talking about, is the Arizona cypress. And it's one of our three main trees in this area. And the Arizona cypress, for some reason, when it starts burning, it actually sends out a mist. And sap, I don't know if the sap boils in it or what, but a mist is sent out that actually extinguishes the fire. And so you'll see a lot of burned out trees on the top, but they haven't burned or didn't start the forest fire.
And while we're on the trees, we did see the one tree. Walt Disney lived in this area. It was mentioned to us, and it's a tree that's famous, that was in a number of his movies.
At least that's the story. You know, I'm not sure if there's a whole lot of verification, but Disney was in the area, and we do feel, and I think historians feel, that he was inspired a good deal by some of the formations. And the one tree you're talking about, I believe that's Fantasia. But I don't know if there's any real authenticity to that.
But that's the type of fact and interesting type of story mm-hmm. that your guides dispense. You don't just look at the scenery. You get stories and anecdotes and the information behind what you are seeing.
That's correct, and it is fascinating. And our guides, many of them have been with us, you know, 8, 9, 10 years. And in that amount of time, they picked up an awful lot of information. We continually provide them about every 2 weeks with new trail information or reminding them of certain facts. We provide manuals and so forth with history, geology, and so forth. So they're pretty well versed in everything in this area.
And one of the tours you advertise in your brochure is a combination helicopter jeep tour.
That's correct. Uh-huh.
And the prices range up to, well, that one is $175 uh-huh. per person. And tell us about some of the other tours.
Well, we actually have four very scenic tours, and they're suitable for all types. You know, I mentioned easy on the asphalt, strictly on the highway if you want that, or if it's bad weather, that helps. The tour you took yesterday, Vic and Stephen, that is our Soldier Pass tour. That is our exclusive permit. We have an exclusive permit with the Forest Service on that. That is, as you said, not fast, but very rugged to see how the Jeep goes up with a couple of wonderful stopping points to see various features and so forth. And but the various scenic tours are suitable for just about any age and so forth. We have some that are a little less rugged, some that are more rugged and so forth. We have a selection of archaeological tours. We have specialists who guide those tours. And they range from very rare petroglyphs east of here that were only actually recorded in 1990. No one even knew they were there until an archaeologist who later worked with us on the guiding happened to discover them, found a way to get to them on the side of a cliff, and we have since then, in fact, his daughter, who is also into archaeology, She's our guide for that now. And it's rare. There's even a solar calendar there where at the equinox, the shadow comes right down across the middle of that calendar and hits a notch that, you know, that actually, I think, helped tell the Indians back in the 1100s, 1400s about when the animals would be there. And it's a wonderful record of hunting there. And then we have, as you talked about vortexes and vortices before, we have a special original vortex tour our company started several years ago.
Now, mentioning wildlife, there is quite a bit of wildlife which we may see.
You may see them, yeah. Sometimes a little difficult, but yeah, javelina, deer, coyote.
And the number to call for Red Rock Jeep Tour is 1-800-848-7728 on the internet at www.redrockjeep.com. Highly recommended to check out the scenery outside beautiful Sedona, Arizona. Number for the Chamber of Commerce, once again, 1-800-288-7336. When we return on the Travel World Radio Show, looking where to stay, where to dine, and other activities in this beautiful region.
Stay tuned to the Travel World Radio Show. Across America via satellite.
Something the banshee.
What the hell is a banshee?
Seek help.
Travel World Radio Show.
Yeah, I'm all mine.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work, because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures, such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new, easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is designed to provide personalized attention to your pet.
Variety
sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure.
Do you hear that?
Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made,
okay,
from special diets to daily grooming, play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk?
Cynthia?
Oh, let her talk about.
Hello, Patrick T. Parker from Barclays Financial.
Can you ask Cynthia to give me an audio check, please?
Hello.
Hi, Cynthia.
Is that Willem? How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing just fine, and how is Jake?
Oh, Jake is great. Jake wants to be here. He wants to know why you're not here.
Well, I want to be there, too.
Yes, beautiful.
Yeah, I love going to Arizona.
I haven't seen you in a long time.
No, it's time for us to see
what demand has been on.
You know, we need to make our own, organize our own trip here. Stephen keeps telling me I need to organize my own trip. So,
that's true. Why don't you organize one to Montreal?
Oh yeah, we definitely have to do that one, don't we?
Call Barclays Financial right now.
I'd show you guys around.
Maybe this summer.
Or CD-ROM.
Maybe this summer we'll do Montreal.
And you know what we get to do? We get to introduce Jake to Hudson Foga.
Oh, that's right. He still talks about that.
So does Hudson.
He still talks about you too.
Before heading off on your next
trip,
head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Lusborg Sack,
Kipling,
Timberland, Eagle Creek,
Thank you, Bonnie.
And Riley, and more. At JetSetter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with JetSetter, and GST is included in every price you see. JetSetter, Montreal's travel accessory center. 66 Laurier West between Clark and Sator Bank.
Yep.
Telephone 271-5058.
News, information, and entertainment 24 hours, 7 days a week. This is the Liberty Works Radio Network.
She is a maniac.
Oh, wait a minute.
Our Cynthia theme song, Maniac, because she's a Steel Town girl. Welcome back to Travel World, Cynthia.
Thank you very much, Willem. Great to hear your voice.
Oh, you too. It's so nice to have you back. And speaking of maniacal, how is Saddam the Cat and Jake?
They are doing great. Thank you very much.
Well,
wishing they were here.
Yeah, wishing I was there.
I'll bet you do. You'll have to make a trip here. It is just absolutely stunning.
Oh, and what a beautiful place to stay. We're at the Graham Bed and Breakfast Inn in Adobe Village, and truly spectacular.
I have to tell you, Willem, you have never in your life stayed in a place like this. The rooms, in fact, the rooms were rated by Honeymoon Magazine as the most romantic in the country. Does that tell you anything? And, of course, I'm in there by myself. That's the story of my life. But just absolutely exquisite. I am in the Sunset Casita. Stephen, you are staying in the Purple Lizard Casita. And Vic is in the Lonesome Dove.
How appropriate.
And the Lonesome Dove is very rustic. The Purple Lizard, very colorful. And the Sunset, just elegant. Every attention to detail, nothing has been overlooked there. You walk in, and there's a beautiful adobe fireplace that you just turn on with a flip of the switch. Floor-to-ceiling windows overlooking the Red Rocks. A beautiful iron poster bed, king size, huge, comfy down feather comforters. You don't even want to get out of bed in the morning. It's just wonderful place.
Two-person whirlpool bath and everything that you could possibly want. Breakfast cooked to order in the morning, as much as you want to eat, with a French chef, whirlpool, swimming pool. At night, if you want to look at the stars in the clear sky, they have a telescope out on the landing. They let you have a mountain bike, and or anything you want to see or do is very easily accessible from the Graham Bed and Breakfast Inn. 1-800-228-1425. www.sedonasfinest.com for true attention to detail. It's more than a bed and breakfast. This is really an intimate boutique inn.
It's like a little resort. And one of the features that I just love, which I've never seen anywhere, is they have bread makers in every room. And you walk in after a long day of hiking, and you smell fresh bread baking, and it just is so warm and cozy beside the fire, and it's very good, too, and marmalades and jams for the bread.
There's different snacks in the room. You have a microwave, a fridge, a coffee maker. They have juices and soft drinks in the refrigerator, so no need to go running out. It's all complimentary.
Also, when you walk in, the music is playing. It's sort of a very mellow, new age-type music. They have a surround sound, great speaker systems coming out of the ceilings, and it really is just sets a mood of just peaceful, and it's so quiet, and you feel like you're a million miles away from anywhere.
A true du moment de détente. Stephen,
oh, yeah.
Late.
it was great, and of course, we did have to leave the property, of course, to sample some of the fine dining in the Sedona area. One of those meals was last night. They had a special menu prepared for us at T. Carl's at the Radisson Resort, and what an excellent meal that was.
It was just incredible. It was a special six-course meal, starting out with sautéed sea scallops, moving on to seared foie gras, baked red snapper, this is all one meal, Willem, and pepper-crusted tenderloin, dessert, white chocolate Napoleon, with a different wine with each course. It was just Wonderful. And that was at the Radisson, which is a beautiful resort as well.
Overlooking its own golf course on site. And you wouldn't necessarily think of going to a Radisson to have such a gastronomic extravaganza, but the Radisson in Sedona, Executive Chef Mark Pawlowski put together the meal. And I wonder, actually, whether there's any relation to Rebecca Pawlowski, who you danced with, Willem, aboard the catamaran in Jamaica.
That is true.
No, that brings back a memory, doesn't it? We also ate at a place our first night here called the Heartline Cafe, and it was wonderful as well. A packed restaurant, couldn't even get a space in the parking lot, which is always a good sign, I think, of that they're serving good food. And I opted for a vegetarian meal with grilled portobello mushroom and garlic mashed potatoes and a spinach salad with gorgonzola cheese. But they really, they have just about everything there.
Oh, yes. It was an excellent meal as well. And I had the Dungeness crab cakes, the beef tenderloin, and I think I did see on the menu that they had a calamari and steak, so Yoav would have been right in his element.
Hell yeah. Well, Steve put the gas in gastronomy.
Well, of course, when you after eating all those meals, you just sort of mellowed out. You really want to relax. And we talked earlier about the whole New Age aspect of Sedona and how people come here just to relax and rejuvenate. And we're joined now by Wendy Halliday, who's the owner of the Metamorphosis Healing Center. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Wendy. You also worked at the Heartline Cafe, so.
Yes, I did. They have wonderful food there. I actually fashioned my garden at the center. After their garden, they have a little outdoor patio during the summer. You can eat outside. There's little waterfalls, and they have they get their trout as their specialty dish, mm-hmm. and they get their trout fresh every morning from the creek up in the canyon, and they pecan crust it and mm-hmm. saute it. Oh, it's fabulous with a little light Dijon sauce. It's amazing.
The one of the guests at our table enjoyed that and
was
raving about it. Now, the Metamorphosis Healing Center is one of many healing centers here, and you offer some treatments. We were able to enjoy three of them yesterday, an integrated massage, which was just fabulous, and that is basically a number of different types of massage all at once.
Yes, that includes shiatsu, reflexology, some energy healing, Reiki work, along with deep tissue massage, Swedish, all the kinds of massages that they've got out there, basically. And the therapists just go with their intuition and sort of read your body and feel where you need the work the most. Some people come in and you can just put your hands on them and just lay them there, and they need nothing more than that, than to just feel some positive energy going into their body.
Well, that was interesting because she laid her hands on my knees a lot, and no one's ever, even during massage, paid attention to my knees before, and I was wondering why she was doing that. Last night as I was laying in bed, I could feel movement in my knees that I hadn't felt before, but she said that was sort of her psychic, part of the psychic massage. Now, Vic got to enjoy the flotation tank. Tell us about that.
Well, it looks like a little space capsule. Ours does. It's actually the only one of its kind in the United States. Came over from Singapore. It's got a video screen in it. What you do is you get in and you close the door, and it blocks out all light and sound, so it's sensory deprivation. And you float in 800 pounds of Epsom salt in 10 inches of water, and it's all body temperature, so there's no sense of heat or cold. Your body just sort of surrounds itself by body temperature, everything. So you're weightless, and 85% of the stress put on your muscles is due to gravity. So immediately you're eliminating 85% of that stress. And it puts you into a theta state, which is the state right before you're falling asleep, when you know you're falling asleep and you can't come back from it, but you're still kind of awake. It puts you in that state. So 45 minutes in the tank is actually equal to 6 to 8 hours of REM rest.
And then there was the hot stone massage, Stephen.
Oh, yes. Talk to me about that before. You had that 2 years ago down
at the
Four Seasons. And I didn't really know what to expect, whether it was going to be some burning, searing heat, but it was just relaxing. It's not like I'm putting a hot poker iron on you and say, branding iron. After they got rid of done with the calves at the local ranch, they come over and put a branding iron on you. No, you feel the heat, but you feel it going right through your body, but there's no mark left afterwards. You don't feel it.
I understand you fell asleep during your
massage. Yes, I was just on the brink there, just like you said. You just feel like you're just drifting off, and then afterwards you just feel like you're just moving along, watching the stars.
And the thing that's amazing about your place that I noticed, you go, there are a lot of spas and a lot of treatments around the country that you can enjoy, but you have a lot of different kinds of things here. You have chakra healing, flower essence therapy, oxygen therapy. Tell us about some of those other sorts of things.
Well, what we try to do is we're basically focused on massage. We all do massage, but we try to heal on very different levels. We use essential oils to ground to the earth to allow the trees and the plants to come into your body to heal you. The flower essences, you can take them internally and allow the plants to do their thing and connect with the energy. So we try and do as much as we can to get people to higher frequency.
And this whole area is said to emit a positive energy, and that draws people
well. You can definitely feel it. I mean, when you move here, you get bombarded by all the different cycles and the flows and the spirals. That vortex is actually a spiral of the energy fields meeting and colliding and spiraling down to the earth.
Check out all the different treatments that you can have when you come to Sedona, www.metaspa.com. Telephone 928-282-4834 for the Metamorphosis Healing Center here in Sedona, a relaxing experience was had by all.
Mm-hmm.
Must have had a great time. I wish I was down there with you guys.
I could see you, Willem, in the flotation tank, definitely.
Yeah, but you wouldn't let me out.
Just floating away your cares and enjoying, as you mentioned before, a moment de détente, a quiet moment of relaxation.
Julia Ortez. Stay tuned to Travel World. Across America via satellite.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise, and it builds confidence. It sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great,
well, you
and you'll
great.
Look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular new dance styles like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, Your Sources Road in Dollard, telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly.
Steven.
The all-natural, safe, ultra-memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function and help young people as well. Ultra-memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form.
Ultra-memory
will help you live a full and
future.
Find out why leading researchers call ultra-memory brain tonic. To try ultra-memory risk-free. Call 1-800-952-3494. Call now.
So Willem
Health
Life, I hear you have a lady in your life now.
1-800-952-3494.
I got a friend of mine.
That's
1-800-952-3494. She doesn't have her headphones on. She doesn't hear anything.
Oh.
This is Sergeant Linda Cook from Muncie Crime Stoppers.
Good.
A successful program to
fight crime
in our community.
And yourself? So what's new with you?
I re-signed my contract,
so
I'm in Des Moines for 3 more years.
Oh, I thought they were going to bring you to Montreal.
I really seriously considered going back home to Pittsburgh, but it was less money and more work, so I decided to stay put.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, that's no deal. There's nothing wrong with Des Moines.
Oh, no.
Well,
as long as I can take a trip every once in a while.
How's Jake doing with the cycling? He's probably all over town now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. You guys were there, though, when he learned to ride his
bike.
That's right. You see?
Oh, yeah. He just got his high blue belt in karate, taekwondo.
Well, that's good. That
so he's
good.
Moving up there.
Callers need not reveal their identity to give information or to receive a reward of up to
on a basketball team.
even though he's the shortest
I can
one on
read.
The team.
Three little words, parents and grandparents.
He's pretty good. He just had
read.
A shootout. He got 21 out of 25 layups. So
that's good.
He's pretty good at it.
Pride and
but yeah,
day,
we're enjoying life pretty much.
Needlessly.
Well,
every
glad
day.
To hear that.
Reading remains the goal.
We're gonna have to get you to come up to Montreal this summer.
Well, I will definitely plan that because I've got an extra week vacation. I'll be in Pittsburgh at some point, so not that far from there.
By a team of
we'll
leading educational learning
yeah, well,
and reading specialists. The Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Fly all the way over to Arizona, Sedona, to visit all these great things you guys are talking about. Welcome back to Travel World. It's Willem Backus in Montreal, Stephen Pickford, Cynthia Fodor, and Vic Phillips out in Sedona.
And I know, Willem, what you would really enjoy doing this afternoon. It is the Verde Canyon Railroad, the Wilderness Train.
Oh, you know what? Sidebar real quick. We got to visit the Via Rail shops this week. I was like a kid in a candy store, so I love trains.
Oh, yes, and these run with the vintage FP7 locomotives. Some of them still actually in service in Montreal. And we're joined now by Teresa Propack, the Director of Marketing and Sales for the Verde Canyon Railroad. Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad you could join us, and looking forward to our trip this afternoon. Tell us what we're going to see when we go on the Verde Canyon Railroad.
Well, you're going to have a wonderful day because the sky is blue and everything is just going to be gorgeous. Our train is unique. It's Arizona's longest-running nature show, and the significant thing about that is as you take our train out, you have a seat inside in our comfortable cars with service, food, beverages, but you also have a seat outside in our open-air cars. So you can go between the cars and just really enjoy your day. During the trip, you're going to see Indian ruins, go through a 680-foot man-made tunnel. We have different bridges and trestles throughout the trip. And along the way, we run all the way along the Verde Canyon River. And along the river, you're going to see the eagles, which live in our canyon, both golden and bald eagles. So that's America's heritage, so that's a wonderful thing to see. And they are nesting right now. Their eggs should be laid very soon, and we'll have some new babies born in the canyon. You'll see possibly some javelinas and some deer. And it's just beautiful and green and just lush, and the only way to see this canyon is by taking our train.
How long a trip is it?
It's actually 2 hours up to an old mining community called Perkinsville, which was in the movie How the West Was Won. It's a little old mining community, and it's a ranch there now where they raise horses. And we stop there. We have ice cream. You have a little time for interpretive. We do not get off the train, however. And then we turn around and come back, so it's a total of a four-hour trip.
So if you missed anything the first time out, you can catch it on the way back.
Absolutely.
And I imagine it's very relaxing as well as just wonderful scenery along the way.
It is. It's relaxing. It's a time to be with your family and friends and really appreciate the open country of Arizona and really see things that you wouldn't see otherwise.
Now, for a rail buff, what is the significance of the line itself? What was this trackage originally used for?
The track was originally built in the early 1900s to service the mines out of Jerome, and the train would run all the way up to and meet the original Atchison-Topeka line and move the ore and the mining facilities up into Las Vegas, and part of the things that were carried on the train were used to build Glen Canyon Dam. It's been contributing to building a lot of the western United States.
And the equipment that you use, where did you acquire this equipment from?
Oh, we've acquired it from all over the United States. Our mother company actually owns seven different small railroads throughout the western United States.
So this is something to behold. You mentioned before that you have the interior seating, so it's a very comfortable ride. You're not going to rough it by taking some old equipment that they just decided to put on that they found in a scrapyard. This is a luxury train ride.
We believe in making your entire day very, very comfortable. We have attendants in every car. Our people are just wonderful. They really enjoy having guests on the train every day and spending the day with them and telling them about the history of the area and pointing out the beauty. And our seats are all very comfortable. We have two different classes, coach class, which is more like a standard train that you would travel across country in. And then we have our first class cars, which are all living room style seating, couches and oversized chairs. You have a full hot buffet provided with that and bar service available. Every car does have a restroom on board.
Sounds wonderful. And I was reading an article in one of the magazines here that said that a lot of couples on the train get engaged or even get married because it is just such a wonderful place to be.
It's very romantic. It's very beautiful for people to be together on. And we have a significant amount of weddings that people ask to get married over our SOB bridge. That doesn't stand for what you think it does.
I'm marrying the old SOB.
But it's 150 feet up over the river, and they ask us to stop there so they can exchange their vows over the river there. And we've done quite a few weddings there. We have receptions, lots of proposals out in the open-air cars with the eagles soaring by. Very romantic.
And you were saying there are some exciting moments as well on the trip, is the trestle being one of them.
You have cliffs right next to you on one side, and then you have the river down below you on the other side. You have the beautiful red rocks of Sedona coming right down into the canyon, and it's just, you are down inside of the canyon, and we go through the 680-foot man-made tunnel, which was built back in 1912, and it is pitch black in there.
So this doesn't sound like a boring train ride at all. I mean, you just want to, I always throw some magazines in or things, but you'll just want to keep your nose to the window.
You will. You will meet people. People are so friendly, and you make new friends from all over the world while you're riding on our train.
Now, it sounds like something I'm going to really, really enjoy. This train operates year-round. It's not just at one particular season.
We do. We operate year-round. Some of our months, the quieter months in winter, are not every day, but we are year-round. And during the summer months, we offer our Moonlight Starlight rides every Saturday night from May through September. So those are extremely romantic. There are no lights up in this canyon, no cars, no interference from the outside world, strictly the stars above you.
So we're talking about Sedona as a destination to really get away from it all. I work in the news business. I haven't even looked at a newspaper in 2 days. I mean, you just don't even want to. You sort of want to block out the world, and that's just part of that. Being out there and so far removed from your routine, and it's very stimulating.
That's what Northern Arizona does for you. You don't realize the open spaces. You still see what God created, what is so magnificent about this United States and the back country, and getting to appreciate that we still have wide open spaces and places that are untarnished.
It is God's country. There is no doubt about it.
That's
just beautiful.
What brings us back year after year to Arizona just to explore the panoramic vistas and enjoy the hospitality, great dining, great accommodations. And talking about dining, we're looking forward to our dinner tonight as well at Oaxaca Restaurant and Cantina, where we're going to be dining in amongst old-world Mexican charm and overlooking the Red Rocks and enjoying Sonoran Mexican food and healthy Southwest entrees. You know what you need to have, that healthy food, because we're a bunch of healthy guys here on the Travel World Radio Show.
Oh, right.
Yeah. But, of course, here's something for you, Cynthia. An extensive bar with over 50 choices of tequila. So something to look forward to. The number for the Verde Canyon Railway at 1-800-293-7245, www.verdecanyonrr.com. And the number again for Sedona Tourism Information, 1-800-288-7336, on the net at visitsedona.com. And, of course, in the next week or so, our master webmaster, Yoav Saralbo himself, will be putting up all of these links so that you can get them from our website for the Travel World Radio Show at www.twc.ca, a synopsis of our picks of the best of Sedona.
Mm-hmm. And our picks as well, because we plan to put some pictures on.
Oh, yeah.
Different places, so you'll get a little slice of life of what it looks like out here. But even what I've noticed, even in the photos, they cannot recreate the scenery and just how overwhelmed you are by it when you're here actually seeing it for yourself.
Oh, yes. You really owe it to yourself to come out here and experience it. It's a destination to behold. I'm going to be back to Arizona again next year to tell my itinerary for years to come. For Vic
I'm
Phillips.
I'm coming with you.
For Vic Phillips, I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem
Bagen. And I'm Cynthia Fodor.
Join us again next week on the Travel World Radio Show.
Across America via satellite. Stay tuned.
Every day we've been apart.
How are you? Thanks.
I don't care about the sunshine, yeah. Cause mama, mama, I'm coming home. I'm coming home.
Travel World is produced in Montreal by the NASCAR Marketing Company with our friends out in Sedona. And we're still madly in love with Bonnie.
WLYC, Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
KMBS, Monroe, Louisiana.
Thanks, Bonnie.
WABV, Abbeville, South Carolina.
Thanks,
WADA,
guys.
Shelby, North Carolina.
WBZB, Selma, North Carolina.
KXTO, Reno, Nevada. And other stations throughout America.
News, information, and entertainment 24 hours, 7 days a week. This is the Liberty Works Radio Network.
WLBC News.
Okay, well, feed is cut, guys.
Okay, feed is cut from the...